So what does virtual reality mean in say terms of a spiritual or a material worldview? Yeah, actually the more we are able to simulate reality by virtual means, the more we recognize that the person experiencing the reality is distinct. We can create a replica of reality. Definitely we can do that. And as technology advances, we can make that replica, that simulation, more and more closer to reality. So, from the perspective of the Gita, virtual reality is a very good metaphor for understanding our present material existence. In 13.22 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Purusha prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasad yoni janmasu. That the soul is non-material, but the soul's consciousness gets caught in the material reality. And because of that, the soul experiences pleasure and pain. So, and I talked earlier about watching a horror movie. When you're watching a horror movie, it's primarily our eyes and ears that are involved. But when you consider virtual reality, it's all our senses are involved in it. So the world that we live in presently is, in a sense, a virtual reality. So the soul is different, but the body that we have, shrotram chakshu sparshanam cha, rasanam ghranam eva cha, adhishthaya manaschayam vishayan upasevate. So the various senses that we have, they are like an apparatus, virtual reality apparatus that is strapped on the soul. And based on that soul, based on that, the soul seeks pleasure in this world. So the soul, just as a person who's experiencing virtual reality, can get so caught in that virtual reality that whatever happens to the character that they are identifying with, say a person is participating in a virtual car race and the car goes across a bridge, and the bridge collapses and the car falls down and the car explodes. The person who is caught in it, they may feel as if I have died. So what happens? It's all misidentification. The projection of consciousness into the material realm causes misidentification with the character in the virtual reality. Same way for the soul is non-different from, soul is different from the body, but the soul's consciousness is projected into the material realm. And that's how we misidentify. In fact, there is a devotee scientist, Dr. Richard L. Thompson, Siddhaputpur, who has written a whole book whose title is Maya, The World as a Virtual Reality. So, if you are interested in that, you can contact the devotees here. You can read that book. That really explains systematically how the metaphor of a virtual reality can help us to understand our existence in this material world. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for the thoughtful question.